Hello, I'm Steve Charney. And this is Knock on Wood. Yeah, okay, we got fun for you today. I always say that because, well, that's the definition of the show. Fun, fun, fun. And as many laughs as we can squeeze in a half hour as possible. Let's see, Harry's going to be, and I hope Harry's going to be. I haven't seen him much lately. He's been real busy, but he promised me that he was going to show up. We're going to find out what that's all about. We're going to start off with something from Rhino. Rhino Records, they have wonderful old releases. This is Baseball's Greatest Hits, Volume 2. Some of the real interesting baseball songs that have come out in the last, I guess, 50 years or so. This one's by Jane Morgan. Baseball, baseball.
A lad, handsome and witty, who whispered to me, "You are so pretty." Soon he and I were cabareting. We had a good time, goes without saying. He came to my house, all the lights were low, and then he held me close, set my heart aglow. He told me that my lips were as sweet as wine. With that he put his two lips close to mine and talked of baseball, baseball, the Dodgers and baseball, baseball, Stan Musial and baseball, baseball, all through the night, baseball, baseball. I was so mad, I got to thinking, surely this lad will start me drinking, for there was me, eager and healthy, in love with a he. Handsome and wealthy, I tried to get him in my sweet embrace. All he had on his mind was the pen and trace. And though I saw him practically every night, we never went to movies or saw a fight. We just saw baseball, baseball, DiMaggio and baseball, baseball, Chicago Cubs, baseball, baseball, DeRocher and baseball, baseball. My heart knew such humiliation that I sat and planned retaliation, using the wiles known to all women. I'd marry that man if it was human. The wedding bells rang, we were one in June. Triumphantly we went on our honeymoon. He held me very tight under stars so bright and whispered, "Darling, who do you love tonight?" I told him, "Baseball, baseball, the Tigers and baseball, baseball, Ted Williams and baseball, baseball. I love the game, baseball, Yankees, Red Legs, Braves, White Sox, Indians, Phillies, Senators, Red Sox, Orioles, Athletics, Pirates, baseball, baseball, baseball."
That's an oldie,
but a goodie,
as Murray the K used to say. I grew up with Murray the K. Murray the K on the swinging soiree with a blast from a past. It's a golden gasser, also known as the Fifth Beatle. How many people remember that? Grew up in New York City, about my age. Whatever happened to Murray the K? Yeah, Murray Kaufman, I think is his name. That's why he called himself Murray the K. Well, I don't know. We're waiting for Harry here. And oh, here's Harry. Okay, man. Glad you came in.
Hey, Steve, I don't have too much time, so let's do this quick.
Why have you been so busy lately? I've hardly seen you in days.
I'm studying law.
What, you, a lawyer?
Yes, me, a lawyer.
What kind of divorce lawyer, criminal lawyer, corporate?
No, I'm studying to be a fairy tale lawyer.
Never heard of that kind.
Oh, there are a lot of crimes being committed by fairy tale characters, Steve. Some of them are getting away with murder, and I'd like to help to bring them to justice.
Oh, please, getting away with murder. Like who?
All right, what about the big bad wolf, huh? He killed Little Red Riding Hood's grandmother. He killed two of the three pigs.
Pigs aren't human. Can't be tried for murder for killing a pig.
These pigs talked. They built houses.
Yeah, but out of mud and sticks. I mean, come on. You gotta be pretty stupid.
Hey, don't talk about my clients that way.
You're representing the three little pigs?
My first case.
But two of them are dead. The wolf blew their house down and ate them up.
Yeah, but the third pig who inherited their estate is filing for damages. In fact, there are two complainants. Little Red Riding Hood and her mother are bringing a suit on behalf of Hood's grandmother.
Sounds like a pretty easy case to win.
Sure, it's all written down in black and white. It's hard to fight the evidence, Steve. But that wolf is wily, man.
Who's his lawyer?
Effley Bailey.
You're in trouble.
Well, Bailey is saying that in some versions of the fairy tale, no one dies. In fact, sometimes the grandmother is hiding in the closet. Sometimes the wolf is killed by the hunter and she jumps out of the wolf's stomach. The evidence is unclear. He might even bring a countersuit against the hunter. He's claiming it was actually the wolf who was victimized.
He's a crafty lawyer, all right.
Well, it's too bad we can't bring up the wolf's past record. He also killed a shepherd boy a few years back.
The boy who cried wolf?
Exactly! But he was acquitted on that charge. There wasn't enough evidence. Not enough evidence by a hat. The boy was crying wolf, for Pete's sake, as he was being eaten. What more do you need? All the townspeople heard him. But it was all circumstantial. They couldn't find any actual witnesses. They couldn't get the sheep to talk, even though the three pigs had no trouble. So they had to let him go. I'm telling you, this wolf is a killer. He needs to be put away. And that's just one of my cases. I'm also bringing a suit against Jack on behalf of the giant.
For what crime?
Stealing. Remember the golden goose? That was rightfully the giant's. Jack burglarizes the giant's house and steals a whole bunch of treasures, harps, gold, the goose. The boy deserves to be put in a reform school. And it was also the cause for cutting down the beanstalk, even though he knew that it would cause the giant to fall and break his leg. The kid's a juvenile delinquent.
Can he be tried as a minor?
No. But you've heard about this new law that holds the parents responsible for the crimes of their children? We're gonna haul Jack's mother into court!
Ooh, you are busy.
Yes, I'm very busy.
Well, just stick around for the half hour, okay? We got a show here.
All right.
And this is from Dr. Demento's 25th anniversary collection, another Rhino CD. They sent me a lot of great CD material. This is the original Rubber Biscuit. Now, for some of you who've seen the Blues Brothers, Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi made Rubber Biscuit pretty popular. But this was done much earlier, a number of years earlier, by the Chips. This is the original version.
Do that again.
Do 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 bo.
Did you overhear of a wish sandwich? Well, it's the kind of a sandwich that you're supposed to take. Two pieces of bread and wish you had some meat.
Do 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 bo.
The other day, I ate a ricochet biscuit. Well, it's the kind of a biscuit that's supposed to bounce off the wall back in your mouth. If it don't bounce back, you go hungry.
Do 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 bo.
The other day, I ate a cool water sandwich and a Sunday go to meat and bun.
Do 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 bo.
What you want for nothing? A rubber biscuit?
Do 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 bo.
Gow gow.
Chips. Yes, the original Rubber Biscuit people. I think that was sort of their big hit, but they never really had a hit. And Dan Aykroyd and Jim Belushi came along and redid it for the Blues Brothers. Fun movie. This is Knock on Wood and I'm Steve Charney. If you're tuning in late, Harry's become a fairy tale lawyer.
It's a wide open field, Steve. There are very few lawyers practicing this type of law. And believe me, there have been a lot of injustices done to these characters that could be rectified if the proper course of action was taken.
You're bringing a case against the wolf for the murder of Red Riding Hood's grandmother and the wanton destruction and murder of two of the three little pigs, am I correct?
Yes. I'm also representing the giant versus Jack for stealing his golden goose and reckless behavior when he cut down the beanstalk, knowing full well the giant would take a fall and end up in the hospital.
Stop getting so excited.
I'm sorry. The injustice of this drives me nuts. And the giant didn't have insurance. But I really can't talk too long, Steve, because I'm representing the hare, and I need to prepare the case. I'm going to court tomorrow.
What court is this?
Old King Cole's court. The hare is sure the tortoise cheated. Doesn't it make sense, Steve, if you think about it? This is rarely mentioned in the fable, but I don't know if you know this, but the winner of that race won $10,000. The hare has evidence that shows that the tortoise drugged him before the contest.
Wow. How did he do that?
With a poison apple. Same one that did Snow White in.
Really?
Yes, it turns out the tortoise and the evil queen have been having an affair for years. It's all in the brief, Steve. I can't talk about it too much, but we have a strong case. We're going to nail that tortoise. How else could he have won except through deception? I mean, he goes about 1 mile a month. The rabbit was out for days. That's not a nap, that's a coma. Oh, by the way, could you hang this poster up somewhere in the studio?
Whose picture is that?
That's Goldilocks, Steve. Papa Bear has brought a suit against her, only we can't find her. We're suing her for damages and mental anguish. Baby Bear has been unable to sleep and concentrate on his schoolwork since she broke into the house and terrorized the family. They made the police composite this picture here.
Yeah, so that's what they think she looks like.
Yeah, it's the best they could do, you know. See, they don't have a photo or anything, so they made the composite. They've installed an expensive burglar alarm. Did you know this? They put bars on the windows to soothe the little bear's paranoia. Doesn't do any good. He still feels that she might burst into the house at any time, eat their food, and destroy their furniture. He still can't climb into bed without his parents checking all around the bed for intruders. The bear is traumatized, I tell you. The police are looking for her, but they think she may have washed the bleach out of her hair and moved to another section of the woods. But if we ever find her, she's in deep trouble, boy. And until she's brought to justice, that poor baby bear who never did anyone any harm is suffering terribly.
Don't you have to find her soon? I suspect the statute of limitations will come into effect.
It's true. Goldilocks and the Three Bears story has been bouncing around for over 300 years. Fairy tale law, the statute runs for 350 years, so we're okay for a while. But if you or any of the listeners see her, give me a call, please, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Mama don't allow no washboard play around here. We don't care what mama don't allow, let him play washboard anyhow. Mama don't allow no washboard play around here. Mama don't allow no ocarina around here. Mama don't allow no ocarina around here. We don't care what mama don't allow, gonna play ocarina anyhow. Mama don't allow no ocarina around here. Mama don't allow no squeaky hammer around here. Mama don't allow no squeaky hammer around here. We don't care what mama don't allow, gonna play squeaky hammer anyhow. Mama don't allow no squeaky hammer out here. If I had a hammer, I'd squeak it in the morning, I'd squeak it in the evening, all over this land. I'd squeak out danger, I'd squeak out warning, I'd squeak out love between my brothers and sisters around here. Mama don't allow no pharmacists around here. Mama don't allow no pharmacists around here. We don't care what mama don't allow, gonna play farmer says anyhow. Mama don't allow no farmer says around here.
Say it, farmer.
We don't care what mama don't allow, gonna play vacuum cleaner anyhow. Mama don't allow no vacuum cleaner out here.
Oh, this sucks.
Mama don't allow no carrot grating around here. Mama don't allow no carrot grating around here. We don't care what mama don't allow, gonna break carrots anyhow. Mama don't allow no carrot grating around here.
Hey, that's really great.
Mama don't allow no washboard jungle around here.
Small wonder.
Mama don't allow no washboard jungle around here.
We always blunder.
We don't care what mama don't allow. Washboard jungle any old how. Mama don't allow no washboard jungle around here. Mama don't allow no washboard jungle around here.
It's a jungle.
Mama don't allow no washboard jungle around here.
We always blunder.
We don't care what mama don't allow. Washboard jungle is a cow. Mama don't allow no washboard jungle around here.
It is, knock on wood, I'm Steve Charney. Harry is a fairy tale lawyer. Never thought you'd make it.
Well, Steve, I did. I'm past the bar and I'm on my way.
He's representing characters who have been done wrong.
And for years these perpetrators have been getting away with it because they had no decent representation. Well, that's all going to change now, boy. I have finally found my calling in life.
You have quite a caseload, too. Some of your clients are Papa Bear, who's suing Goldilocks. You're bringing a suit against the Wolf for the murder of Red Riding Hood's grandmother and two of the three pigs. Got a case pending against the Tortoise for cheating in the race.
He drunk the hare. That's common knowledge.
The judge will decide.
I'm also involved in a case, the Pupil versus Hubbard.
Old Mother.
The one and the same. ASPCA is cracking down hard on these fairy-tailed Mother Goose characters, Steve, who abuse their animals. Hubbard has been starving this dog for years. That's going to end.
Right. She went to the cupboard to get her poor dog a bone, but the cupboard was bare, and so the dog had none.
Right. That's no excuse not to feed your dog. And the Cinderella's fairy godmother is also under indictment.
For what?
For what? Changing mice into horses and footmen, changing animals into other animals. I would say that's cruel and unusual punishment, don't you?
Yeah, well, they were changed back again after midnight.
No excuses, Steve. Come on. That is unusual punishment.
Very unusual.
We're also building a case against the farmer's wife. Okay. If you have a mice problem, get an exterminator or a trap. Preferably a have-a-heart trap. That would be the nicest thing to do. But to cut off their tails and blind them? Please, this woman deserves to be punished.
Does she have a lawyer?
Yeah. He's convinced her to plead temporary insanity. Oh, stop! Temporary insanity, my hat!
I don't know. Have you ever been plagued by mice? They can drive you nuts.
I got mice in my trunk. They don't see me lopping off their tails.
I don't know, man. You got a full plate. How do you have time for all these cases?
Well, some of them I've had to put on hold, you know. Once these fairy tale characters, they found out that there was someone who was interested in seeing justice done, they haven't stopped phoning. Some of the suits that I've had to put off for a while, the old woman who lived in a shoe, okay?
What's going on with that?
That's being brought by three of her 20 children. We're talking child neglect here. Peter Pumpkin Eater, huh? His spouse is bringing a wife battering suit. You can't stick someone in a pumpkin shell and not expect to pay the penalty.
Mm-hmm.
Georgie Porgy?
What's that all about?
Sexual harassment. He's kissing girls. He can't go around just kissing girls all over the place. What's the matter with him?
Mm-hmm.
Man from St. Ives had seven wives. Bigamy, man! Court should be buzzing for the next few months.
What do you stand to make for all this litigation, huh? What are you in? What do you get out of it?
Well, it depends on what the characters have, you know. For instance, if I win the case against Jack and the giant gets his goose back, well, I get a week's supply of golden eggs. That was the deal we had. Cinderella's loaded, too, man, you know, being married to the prince and all. But what do the three bears have, huh? Well, not much. I'll take a bowl of porridge for my trouble. That's about it. The hare will give me some of that prize money for winning the race, but Little Red Riding Hood? Maybe I'll get a basket of goodies if I'm lucky.
Oh, I see. So you're doing this more for the love of it.
Yes, and to see justice done.
I understand. Okay. Represent Barney at all?
Steve, come on, man. I hate Barney.
Thing I've ever seen. And every
Afraid of Pain sang that. That's put out on Dove. Okay, it is Knock on Wood, and I'm Steve Charney. How, you want to keep talking about the fairy tale characters?
I can't, Steve. Look, I'm busy. You mind?
Should I read these poems?
Yes. I have to work on this. The Emperor, you know, is suing those tailors for making a fool of him. You know the Emperor's new clothes?
Yeah, sure. The Emperor's new clothes. Suing the tailors?
Yeah.
Why doesn't he just have them beheaded? He is the Emperor.
You know, that's not a bad idea. I'll have to bring that up to him as a possible strategy.
Right. Who else?
Oh, remember the cook who was fired, who baked the pie for the king that had 24 birds in it? You know, sang a song at the expense? It was an honest mistake. But he thinks he was fired not because of the bird incident, but because of discrimination.
What, the cook was African-American or something?
No, he was an ex-convict, the Birdman of Alcatraz.
Oh, you work on that.
Okay, I'll be over here working.
And I'll read some poems. This is from a book called A Thousand Cousins by David Harrison. And it's put out on Boyd's Mill Press. They have a lot of nice books. The Sad Tale of Jonathan Who Wouldn't Eat His Vegetables. Jonathan hated vegetables. I mean, he hated vegetables. How? You got to come over here and play his part.
All right, Steve. All right. Where do I read?
Right here.
All right. I'll never eat a vegetable,
he said.
Of any kind. You won't grow up.
Our mother sighed. She served them boiled and stewed and fried, but Jonathan said,
I won't, and you can't make me mind.
Every day our sister Sue said, vegetables are good for you. You won't grow up without them. But he said,
I'd rather die.
Try some, Jonathan,
begged our dad.
These vegetables are not so bad.
But Jonathan cried,
I ate them. You'll never make me try.
You won't grow up. My brother said, but nothing got through Jonathan's head. He kicked and screamed and pitched a fit and drove the family wild. And so it grieves me to report that Jonathan met the saddest sort of fate because he wouldn't eat his veggies as a child. Our friends all gobbled vegetables. They slurped and swallowed vegetables. And that's the reason, I suppose, they grew up one and all. While Jonathan, as I'm sure you know, never did begin to grow. And now he's 97. But he's only 2 feet tall. I do my homework every night. I climb in bed by 9. I say,
yes, ma'am.
And
no, sir.
And I never beg or whine. I make my bed and clean my room and hang my clothes away. I shine my shoes and wash my hair and shower every day. Mama says that I'm as good as any son could be. And Daddy tells my brother to try to be more like me. Which makes my brother crazy, which makes me sweetly smile, which makes him scream,
I'll get you for this!
Which makes being good worthwhile. Mama and Papa and we 14 kids moved into the sparrow nest. But Mama's expecting twins again, so none of us gets much rest. When Grandpa winks, I wink. When he giggles, I giggle. When his tummy feels rumbly, my tummy feels rumbly. I don't know how Grandpa got to be so much like me, but he is. Maybe he's old enough to act my age. Maybe I'm young enough to act his. Some poems. A Thousand Cousins is the name of the book on Word Song. Boyd's Mill Press by David Harrison.
Knock on Wood is produced at the Knock on Wood Studios in Woodstock, New York. The show is written and produced by me, Steve Charney. Today's episode was also written with Kelly Kenyon. SteveCharney.com has lots of videos of Harry and myself, as well as jokes, an email address, a sales page with CDs, DVDs, and books, info about our live stage shows, and lots more. And there are two ways that you can listen to previous Knock on Wood programs. If you visit WGXC.org, click on Archives, and type in Knock on Wood, you can listen to previous programs. Or you can go to iTunes, type in my name, and download the podcasts. Okay, bye-bye, everyone.
That you can never quite recall.
Yeah, now let me see.
And you see Laura on the train that is passing through. Those eyes, how familiar they seem. She gave your very first kiss to you.